We're doing the Chazon Ish Emunah U'Bitchon. We're on page Chaf Beis, the sixth paragraph in the third chapter. When one wants to fix one's heart, the only embalmment, the only cure, is when one's actions are correct. There has to be a decisive force that's really the decision a person makes earlier how he's going to behave. וברוב המעשים הטובים הנעשים במלחמה ובמאמץ נגד הרצון החופשי מתהפך רצון הלב מרע לטוב. And as we get into the habit and we repeatedly do good things, even though it involves a fight of the will, you have to conquer your desires, but as a person conquers his desires again and again and chooses to do what's right, so slowly he shifts his heart from being attracted to doing what's wrong to doing what's right. An example of that is being honest. As a person gets into the habit, it becomes second nature. That's the way a person evolves and acquires good, al yedei hahergel, habit. Good habits. That's one of the greatest things we can acquire is good habits. A good habit is getting up on time in the morning. A good habit is not eating till you're full to the brim and you can't stick in a toothpick. There are good habits. A good habit is to mind my own business, not to look into other people's windows, not to look into what's going on in other people's lives, to give people privacy. A good habit is to listen more and speak less. A good habit is to smile at other people, to care about other people, to ask them how are you and wait and listen to care. These are good habits and they're not a big deal. To get on the bus and look the driver in the eye and say, good morning. It's a good habit. Once you get into the habit, you'll do it. ובדרך זה הולך האדם וקונה את הטוב על ידי ההרגל, להתגבר כפעם בפעם על התאווה החומרית ועל נטיות הנפשיות. And in this path, a person goes and he acquires good, he acquires the habits to overcome his desires again and again. And it becomes easier. You guys remember the first time you fasted? The first time you fasted, a full Yom Kippur? And by the second time it was different, by the fifth time it was different. Another example of this is the laws of family purity. Couple gets married. So look, after the first night, if she was a virgin, so then the couple becomes prohibited. So then it's very unnatural suddenly to hold back. Wait a second, we're finally married. So the first month and the second month, it requires a Herculean effort. By the fifth time, by the tenth time, it starts becoming second nature. After you're married a few years, it's second nature. There are parts of the month where the couple are permitted, parts of the month where they're prohibited. We acquire habits, and even difficult things become easier. A person gets into the habit that his method of deciding is based on the mind's instruction and the obligation to Torah. That's not the way we usually decide. You know, when you walk into a grocery store, there are two things they naturally do. Number one is they put the healthy food at the entrance to the store because they've discovered that if you fill your cart with apples and pears and grapes, now, ordinarily you wouldn't do that first because those are the stuff that will get damaged if you buy them first. But they're first in the store, so most people commonly will pick their fruits and vegetables first. And they have found that people are far more inclined to buy the junk food and the other stuff they shouldn't really be buying once they have a few fresh, healthy vegetables and fruits in their cart. They think to themselves, I'm okay. So then they get away with, they let themselves buy things they shouldn't buy. Now, does a person really calculate, does this make sense? Should I be buying this? Aren't these the nachos I said to myself, I won't eat? I'm going to work on my waistline? Why am I bringing them into the house? Do we think first? No, most often we desire. We act on our desire. And after the item is in the cart, we start asking ourselves, should I really be buying that? And then we move on and barely think about it. That habit to think before we act, it shocks me when people tell me that they just bought a popsicle stick and that was their last 10 shekels. So why'd you buy the popsicle stick? Wouldn't you be better off having those 10 shekels in your pocket? You might need it, you know. It's a habit to think and to ask myself, is this in line with the, what the Torah wants me to do? It's a habit. Ve'laat laatu mitragel elatov bintiat atzmit vechofshit. And a person slowly brings himself to the habit of doing what's good by shifting himself, using his free will. If you think about it, it is the application of free will. We think it's the other way around. My free will is I'll do what I want and not what the Torah wants. But then what am I doing? I'm running after my desires. Am I really exercising free will? A person feels most satisfaction when they really decide, when they think things through. How many times do you tell yourself, I'll develop a savings account? You know the difference between starting a savings plan at the age of 25 and 35? The difference can be whether you'll have $1 million in the bank by the time you retire or $500,000. Because the money you make is compounded. So the earlier you start, the more it's going to have an impact later on in life. Yet how many people actually start a savings account or a savings plan or an investment plan at age 25? People are busy spending the money they earn. Your expenses are the least they're going to be when you're younger. As you age, your family hopefully grows, your expenses only grow. So the best time to start saving and investing is when you're young. Do people think or do people act? Our responsibility, the Torah trains us to think, to analyze. Is this in line with what the Torah wants of me? Is there a reason I should be spending this? Is there a reason I should be doing this? And a classical example is a person sitting before the internet at 1 o'clock in the morning. Is there any real reason he's sitting there? We all know the answer, yet how many people let the clock keep turning? The hours keep spinning by, and then suddenly they tell themselves, boy, am I going to be tired tomorrow. Okay, I'm going to take a good cup of coffee. Yeah, that's the solution? I think it's a very, very bad idea that people take Excel. You know, people develop all kinds of problems from drinking these energy drinks. I have a friend who owned a company that sold energy drinks, that made them. And he told me, you can't imagine how many problems it can cause you. He told me, he said to me, drink 20 cups of coffee, but don't drink my drink.
You'll have to answer for that.
He knows it, yeah. I have a friend who told me he started coming down with diabetes. And then he stopped. He used to take a few of those drinks a day. And the doctors told him his sugar level and everything was problematic. And he stopped. And suddenly things went back to normal. It's a problem that we look to that. Why do we look to that? Because we're not applying self-control. We're not making the right decisions. So this is a habit. I'm not saying a person will be perfect, but Chazon Ish is saying it's a habit that a person slowly develops to exercise his free will and make good choices, make correct choices. Initially, v'gam kinyan tov al pi alimud, and also acquiring good through learning, u'barishonah b'milchama. Initially, it's a struggle. La'anot v'la'achriya t'achof sh'atavani. Because initially, our desire represents itself as free will, and a person has to conquer that. But I want, with a capital I and a capital W. Yes, I want. How? Why shouldn't I do that? Ki alarov lo imtza chefetz b'shkida b'sfarim amganim et chemdat ha'tanugim ha'matim el atzniut v'aprishut. Ordinarily, a person does not wake up in the morning and think to himself, I want to read a good book of Musar. You just don't find yourself doing that. Look at the bus. You see a guy with a sefer and a guy with a newspaper. Do you ever see the guy looking out of the newspaper into the sefer? Yet how many times do you see the guy with the sefer looking over to the newspaper, right? We don't wake up and find ourselves with this overwhelming desire. Let me read a book that tells me about how to subdue my desires, how to take control of myself, how to be a more modest person, how to be more in control of my desires. How can I find ways to take control of my childishness? How can I find ways to develop my maturity? People aren't looking for that. So a person has to decide and get into a system. Lishkot b'sefer. In order to be diligent about a book, you have to tell yourself, okay, I'm going to set up a chavrusa. I'm going to set up this set time and I'll stick to it. And this is one of the tools that people really have lost in our generation. It's called a schedule. Yes? Getting up at a certain time, going to sleep at a certain time, sticking to a schedule, not only a schedule of accomplishment, a schedule in life. People used to have set times. I remember when I learned in Mir, so Rav Avigdor Miller, you guys have probably seen his farm, he used to walk by the Beis Medrash, and you could set your watch based on the time he'd walk by the Beis Medrash. Same time, same gate, every day, set. You know, Rav Avigdor Miller, they said about him when they were eulogizing him that he never opened the fridge. Meaning, when he'd learn at home, he'd never go rummaging around the fridge, let's see what's here, what I can eat. There was mealtime, and the rest of the time was productive time. If it was mealtime, so then you go and eat. If his wife needed help, I'm sure he went to the fridge. The idea was you never saw him at other times of the day looking for a snack. Why? Why do you need it? Aren't you eating enough? Aren't you having the meals you have? I'm all for a snack, guys. Whenever I go over your schedules with you, I'm always the guy who says you need more breaks, you need more time to free up your mind and take it easy between your learning. I'm all for it. But as an approach, we need a schedule. What happens when a person is tired? Does a person tell himself, let me stick to the schedule or let me take a nap? So once upon a time, you would tell a person, take a nap, you'll learn better. Today, the answer is probably stick to the schedule. Get into the habit of sticking to the schedule. Decide when you'll fill in the nap. But don't just nap because right now you're tired. It's a much more productive discipline to stick to a schedule than it is to say, I'll sleep now. For most people, that's the destruction of their lives. Most people do not accomplish what they want in life because they don't have a set schedule. Rav, the Stipler, is quoted as having said that the axis that a person's life spins around is the time he goes to sleep. The axis, you want to know what everything's going to revolve around? It's when you go to sleep, because that's going to define when you wake up and how tired you're going to be. And yet, our generation lost that axis. So we're out in orbit. We're all over the place. Okay, so then once we've decided what the solution is, that's what he says, it's mind over matter. A person has to stick himself into a system that will define for him how he's going to be diligent about the things that are important to him. So the system can be that you tell yourself, at this hour I stop. At one point, I thought the solution would be to set a Shabbos clock in the house. So I set the whole electricity. We were in an apartment that had a Shabbos clock, that at a certain hour, all the electric went off. Didn't work. It did not work. A person has to decide and find the ways to get himself into a system. Al pikfiya nimritza la teva hadimyonit. A person has to have constant responsibility to take himself to task because our nature is all over the place and it has all kinds of imagined reasons why now it's okay to break with the schedule, now it's okay to get away with this, and then a person ends up accomplishing nothing. One of the mistakes that people make when they're in yeshiva is that they don't set for themselves set goals. What will I accomplish today? A person can decide, I will accomplish this book during the course of this semester. I will accomplish this much every day. Take a small thing. Take the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and say, I'm going to learn two halachot every day. Or after every prayer, I will learn one halacha. So is it such a big deal? One halacha after each prayer? You'll finish the book. You guys know I have a 5-minute chavruta? Okay, I'll tell you quickly. Approximately 7.5 years ago, our son was born, and he was in the neonative intensive care unit. And in that unit, I see a few babies down, a young man. He looked much younger than me. In fact, he's older than me, but he still looks much younger than me. He still looks like he's 24. So I see this guy who I think is a kid, and he's crying over his baby. And I see him crying day after day. So after a few days, I went over to him, and I said, you know, we both have a while we're going to be here. Why don't we set up a chavrusa? If we're here next to the babies don't know if we're here or not. There's nothing we can do for the babies while we're here. So let's set up a chavrusa. So every time we'd meet, whenever our schedules overlapped, we started learning next to the babies. I don't remember what the first thing we learned was. It might have been, I think it was Chafetz Chaim, but I'm not sure. It's 7.5 years, and we try. We don't succeed every night, because some nights I don't get home on time. know, coming from here to Kochav Yaakov now is a challenge. But we try every night to learn for up to 5 minutes. And 5 minutes a night by phone. We finished the Chafetz Chaim twice, Shmiras HaLashon with the footnotes, all of the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, all of Avos D'Rabbi Nasan, Seder Olam Rabbah, Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, part of the Chidah, the Chidah's work, Shem Magdolim, at least part of the first few letters, Medrash Tanchuma, three or four commentaries on Haggadah Shel Pesach, the Ritva, the Ma'arik. I've already listed more than 10 works, Medrash Tanchuma on all of Bereishis, a book on Hilchos Shemitah, 5 minutes a night. But you know what? After 7.5 years, 5 minutes a night, what I'm telling you now, almost everything I just mentioned is online because I record it as I read it, as I'm learning it with him. So I could listen to it. I review it. So I personally review what I learned. But you can go online and see all of these recordings, 5 minutes a night. You see what? If you stick to something, you can accomplish. You can really accomplish a lot. 7.5 years, but 5 minutes a night. And sometimes a year can go by and I won't see him. We try to meet in the summer and do a siyum over what we've finished. 5 minutes a night. We don't do more than that. But you can really cover a lot. So that's what the Chazon Ish says. You want to acquire things, you have to develop systems, you have to make that decision first. This is the route I want to go. And then develop the habit. And as we develop the habit, so then it becomes easier. It's not easy and it's not second nature because our nature is to veer away from it. So a person has to try to develop systems that will help him accomplish his goals. There's diligence. Slowly we develop these habits. But as we develop these habits, then we can take control of our desires that lead us astray and slowly develop those traits that we aspire to.